40 years ago today, Charlie Brown, Snoopy, Lucy, and friends went trick-or-treating for the first time. The animated Halloween special, It's the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown, premiered on this date in 1966.
I got a popcorn ball.
I got a fudge ball.
I got a pack of gum.
I got a rock.
The show was based on the popular comic strip Peanuts by Charles Schulz. Executives at CBS threatened to take a carving knife to the Great Pumpkin and all future Charlie Brown specials if the show was not a hit. Here's executive producer Lee Mendelson.
They said, you know, if we can't get another blockbuster, they kept using that word, if we can't get another biggie like a Charlie Brown Christmas that can run every year, not just once or twice, then that'll probably be it. So we're under a lot of pressure.
Lee Mendelson not only delivered, he went on to produce 50 Charlie Brown TV shows, movies, and videos.
You just want me to come running up to kick that ball so you can pull it away and see me land flat on my back and kill myself.
This time you can trust me.
The voice of Charlie Brown came from actor Peter Robbins. He was 10 years old back in 1966. Today he's 50.
I'm living in Van Nuys, California. I manage and own several apartment buildings. I'm single and have a dog named Snoopy.
Young Peter Robbins played Charlie Brown in the first 5 TV specials. Then his voice changed and he retired at the ripe old age of 14.
Good grief, Linus. We never seem to score any runs. It's kind of hard to win a baseball game that way. That's a 50-year-old Charlie Brown right there.
To see photos of Peter Robbins then and now, and to see a replay of Charlie Brown's attempt to kick that football, go to NPR.org.
If anyone had told me I'd be waiting in a pumpkin patch on Halloween night, I'd have said they were crazy. You blockhead!
From NPR News, this is Morning Edition. Our supervisory engineer is Kevin Langley. Our technical director is Arthur Halliday-Laurent. Audio engineers include Andrea Jackson-Gewurz, Brian Jarbo, Vince Muse, Greg Gavin, Gary Henderson, Stacey Abbott, and Renee Pringle, with Patrick Murray at NPR West. Morning Edition's theme music was written by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Renee Montaigne.